This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A fire on the south side of Estes Park ignited this morning, forcing mandatory and voluntary evacuations. Much of the Front Range is under a red flag fire danger warning through much of the day. With gusty winds today, then a chance for rain and snow for Metro Denver tonight. The weather statewide turns sunny and much cooler starting tomorrow and through the rest of the week. Highs in Denver and Colorado Springs will be close to 70 this afternoon and only in the 40s on Wednesday. Areas around Vail could see some snow tonight. Colorado is recycling and composting at less than half the national rate, CPR's Miguel Otaro reports.
A new report compiling recycling data from last year shows Colorado is recycling and composting only 15% of all solid waste. That rate is even lower for plastic products. Suzanne Jones is the executive director of EcoCycle, which co-wrote the report. She says the main problem is that only a fraction of cities and towns have municipal curbside recycling programs.
So put it in another way, in all the lead city, recycling is as convenient as trash service. But unfortunately, that's not the case in most of Colorado.
That includes six of the 10 largest cities, including Aurora, Grand Junction, and Colorado Springs. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Organizers of the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb are considering applying for a special Colorado license plate. They're looking for 3,000 signatures of support to submit the application to the state legislature. Next year will be the 100th running of the motorsport races up Pikes Peak outside Colorado Springs. The state currently has at least 40 special license plates. Again, there are gusty winds and high fire danger from Metro Denver to Colorado Springs and Pueblo through this afternoon. That should settle down this evening. This is CPR News.